Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is First and Ten on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Bob Evans and Blue Emu. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, First and Ten. David and Carla on the air. I would love to ask you some NFL questions. There are some great ones in the games coming up this weekend.
And maybe I'd like to ask you some, too.
Fair enough.
All right.
I'm excited about the Monday night matchup, the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets, for a couple of different reasons. First of all, the quarterback matchup is golden. You've got these two guys with incredible pedigree.
Same draft class.
Number one overall, Baker Mayfield. Number three overall to the Jets, Sam Darnold. They face each other as NFL quarterbacks here in year two. And what now looms is a pretty important matchup for these teams as they both started off week one losing.
Well, and you know what's interesting about it is the head coaching matchups too. First year in New York for Adam Gase and first year as a head coach for Freddie Kitchens.
Yep. We do have an opportunity to speak with Mushin Muhammad.
Yes.
So we're going to welcome him into the show. Mushin, welcome to the show. He is a two-time Pro Bowl player. Played wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. Welcome in.
And Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears, that's right. Thank you for having me on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, your Panthers got off to a tough start last week. Have you been following them? And how do you feel about Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey in that offense?
Well, you know, Christian McCaffrey, you know, as I look at him, is definitely sort of a revolutionary player. I don't think he gets a lot of credit for the value that he adds to this ball club. And I think just based on his size, doesn't quite fit the profile of, you know, some of the other big-name players. You know, your Todd Gurley's and Saquon Barkley kind of guys, but Christian McCaffrey production, I think, speaks for itself. And, you know, for a guy that can line up outside, you know, run a slant route, get in the slot, run seam routes, you know, catch checkdowns, and then also carry the ball for 20-plus carries a game, I think that speaks for itself. He should be able to relieve some of the pressure off of Cam Newton. I think this is a very pivotal year for Cam, who's coming off, you know, shoulder surgery and injury ridden, you know, last couple of seasons. And, you know, I think he's got a lot to prove. Obviously, in the first game, he looked a little rusty. He looked like a guy who didn't play in the preseason and who, you know, has come off a shoulder surgery. You know, we are very optimistic about what he can do and how he can return back to his dominance. But, you know, that all remains to be seen right now.
And Musa, I was just going to ask you, do you think with someone like Cam Newton, who's coming off his second shoulder surgery, definitely the face of the Carolina Panthers, obviously Christian McCaffrey is a great pickup because the more touches that McCaffrey gets, the better for the Panthers. But can Cam, should he have played in the preseason to get the rest off? He looked so tentative last Sunday. And do you think he really can get to his preseason form in time enough to make a difference for the Panthers?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a good question. You know, can he do it in time enough? You know, I think he needs some early wins, and I mean more than just wins in the W and loss column as far as the game results. I think, you know, wins with completions and wins with, you know, some of the throws he needs to make and being accurate. I think he needs to go out there and be able to put some great drives together that result in touchdowns instead of turnovers. And that's been somewhat of the case most recently. You know, Cam is a guy that is very competitive. And, you know, when he plays at his best, I think we've seen what that looks like. Right now, I think the question is, You know, can he return back to that strength? And he's got a new throwing motion. North Turner's been working with him on some of those things. We haven't seen that completely on display yet. But, you know, I think all parties involved, you know, your fans, your organization, and probably Cam's teammates as well, are really anxious to see him, you know, get back on the scene and return to the dominant performances he had back in 2015 and before that.
We're talking to Mushin Muhammad. So he was drafted in the second round by the Panthers in 1996, later went on to the Bears. So I want to ask you about the Bears, another one of your former teams. Week one, sure. Trubisky struggled a bit, and now they face the Broncos in the intriguing matchup there. Vic Fangio, who, of course, was with the Bears, now the head coach of the Broncos. He's seen Trubisky a great deal and seems to be the perfect guy to shut down Trubisky this week. Are you concerned about the development of Trubisky?
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's ironic. I'm here in North Carolina. I still live in Charlotte. You guys probably can hear the cars zooming by me now. I'm out walking my dogs this morning. But, you know, I got a chance to see Mitchell Trubisky quite a bit at Chapel Hill. You know, talented kid. He's got good arm strength, athletic kid. I think he lacks a little bit of confidence and some accuracy, and obviously being a young guy, some of the decision making, you know, I'm not quite sold. You know, I think Chicago has always looked for the right quarterback, and even back in my days when, you know, we had Rex Grossman and Kyle Orton, you know, we still, you know, sort of struggled to find a guy who can be the franchise guy. Am I convinced Mitchell Trubisky is that guy? No, I'm not convinced that he's that guy. You know, Joe Flacco in Denver is going to be a heck of a matchup for the Chicago Bears. And but I do think, you know, we've always been, you know, Chicago's always been a defense first organization. You got Khalil Mack over there. You've got, you know, a great group of, you know, sort of young, talented pass rushers and defensive backs, and I just think that you know, with Chicago, you know, that's got to be their mold. They've got to go defense first, keep the games low scoring, and you know, put themselves in a position where they don't have to throw the ball 40, 50 times to win the ball game.
We are talking with Mushin Muhammad, two-time Pro Bowler, wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers and Chicago Bears. Mushin, you played that position so well; you repped it well. Let's take a look at what's going on with the wide receivers in the league today. We've got the Antonio Brown circus. We've got cryotherapy feet. We've got two helmet grievances. We've got posting private conversations with your coach. We've got social media consultants.
Wait a minute.
Working
a minute.
Your release.
Who are you talking about? I'm confused.
His name would be Antonio. And then we've got OBJ in Cleveland who wants to wear a, you know, $250,000 watch to play his game. And he might even do it again. Tell me your thoughts on these two specifically, and are they giving this position a bad rap?
Well, you know, we,
yeah, exactly.
Wide receivers have always been known to be, you know, kind of the flashy, you know, both on the field and off the field, fashion-wise, you know, you name it. You know, we're kind of the prima donnas of the league. But with that being said, I've always been a proponent of letting my play speak for itself. Let my play be the conversation, and my play be the thing that drives the interest. I think, you know, with the social media-driven world, you know, how many likes can you get? How many followers do you have? And then endorsements based off of, you know, how much interest I can field, you know, on my social media. We have driven a whole new sort of TMZ segment of our business that, you know, if you look at the dollars that are being thrown at some of these athletes for doing the outrageous things that they do, you can't almost fault them for, you know, taking advantage of this platform. But it's now coming to the detriment of some of the players, right? I don't think that, you know, in a position I'm in today, I don't think that I would want to employ a guy that is not going to let his performance at the job, specific to his position on the job, be the thing that drives his interest from, you know, fans and everyone alike. I think it's, it's a difficult balance for people who are employing these guys in that position to be able to say, hey, you know, we want you to bring notoriety to, you know, our franchise, but in the right way. And, you know, I think personally that these guys are kind of taking it overboard. Obviously with the you know, potential criminal conduct and some of the other personal conduct, you know, it's way over the top. And quite frankly, I'm embarrassed at some of the things that these guys are doing. And, you know, we need these guys to be more leaders for the young guys that are watching them right now. You know, I had role models like Jerry Rice. I had role models like, you know, Sterling Sharp, guys like that, you know, Herman Moore. I mean, classy kind of guys. I mean, even as crazy as Michael Irvin is in his time, he might have been the most flamboyant guy, you know, in our era. Still had somewhat of, you know, a sense of control. And I don't know if that exists today.
Which raises a great question that I want to ask you is, if you were building a team right now and you could take any one of two receivers, whom would you pick, considering the on-the-field and off-field performance? I'll give you two or three if you want to pick two or three guys.
Well, I don't need any help with deciding that, but I will tell you this. If you look around the league today, I mean, look at Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he was a younger guy when I was leaving the league. He was a younger guy in the league. And Larry Fitzgerald is a good crossover between the millennial generation and sort of the old school generation of my era, right? And, you know, Arizona, you know, battled back, had a great game. If you watch Larry Fitzgerald when he scored the tie-in touchdown, the potential to, you know, tie that game, had the ball to the ref, classy. I mean, you never hear about this guy in the news or something crazy or negative. You know, I just think that people need to look at guys like that a little bit more. And let's focus the camera and the media on guys like Larry Fitzgerald a little bit more. I like, of young players, I like guys like DeAndre Hopkins. And, you know, you never hear anything negative about Julio Jones out there. You know, as much attention and as great of a player as he is, that's all you hear people talking about, is what Julio Jones has done on the football field. And so, you know, as I think about, you know, different players that we need to focus on, I mean, guys like that, young players like that are guys that I would, you know, sort of build a franchise around.
All right, that's Mushin Muhammad of the Carolina Panthers and Chicago Bears. Thank you so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Well, he's great, and it's fun to get to highlight some of the good citizen wide receivers who are letting their play on the field speak for their game.
Absolutely. I wrote down, when I had that question for him, I wrote down, but be sure to mention the good ones like DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, Amari Cooper, and I loved he mentioned them, with the exception of Amari. I mean, that's some class. So there are some good ones out there. Let's focus on those.
All right, when we get back, we will wrap up our look for the big games this coming weekend. You're listening to First and 10 on SB Nation Radio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.